Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home today.
So Stevie Ray bringing us back. The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. Quick break. We're back from a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Barbara Weltman is our guest, 21-year-plus member of our Brain Trust. We got her right out of elementary school. I can't say it again, Barbara. Tell us the website again.
Big Ideas there it for is. Small Business.
Big Ideas for Small Business.com. And that's where you can go and subscribe to your daily tip every day. I get one. I love it.
You can get my idea of the day every day. And you can read two sentences and find information that really may help you in your business.
So check it out, folks. Also, Smooth Failing. That's another one of our books that's outstanding. Barbara. And by the way, you got a renewal on one of your other books. Tell us about that. Remind me about that.
Yeah, we're going to be updating J.K. Lasser's Guide to Self-Employment, which is going to be not only for consultants and freelancers, but also for Uber drivers and platform workers.
Right, exactly. So we're talking about cash flow. We're talking about the issues of cash flow. And one of the things that's part of your world is the tax issue. Small business owners, one of the perennial problems we have is managing our cash so that we can pay our bills, so that we can sustain our business, so that we can grow with our own retained earnings, but also not get upside down with the IRS. It's really hard to set aside the money so that when the taxes are due that you've got it sitting in the bank. That's one of the hardest disciplines, I think, of anything for a small business. What do you think, Barb?
What I hear from self-employed small business owners, so if you are a partner, an LLC owner, a sole proprietor, you're likely going to be paying your taxes through quarterly estimated tax payments. And the hardest thing is to have the money on hand for those payments. And that requires discipline. It requires setting aside money on a regular basis for many people. So when you're a consultant, as you talked about earlier, mm-hmm. and you get a big fee, all that fee is not going into your business. Part of it has to be set aside so that you'll have the money to pay the estimated taxes.
Hard when the taxes aren't due for a month, and you got an opportunity to invest that money, between now and then. Whenever in the early days of a company, in early days could be the first 5 years. It's really, really. I mean, the discipline that it requires to do what you just said is enormous, isn't it?
Tremendous. And I'll tell you an even bigger problem, which is even worse, more challenging than that. When you have employees, the money that you withhold from their paychecks to cover income taxes and their FICA obligations is not your money. It's their money, and
right.
It's called trust fund money. And if you fail to pay that to the government mm-hmm. when it comes due, you are 100% personally liable for that money. Even if you have a corporation, you think, I have a corporation, I have no personal liability.
Right.
No, you're 100% personally liable for that. So when you withhold that money, you better make sure you set it aside and don't put your hands on it.
Mm-hmm. If you wind up not paying it and somehow the business closes and you haven't done that, and those people, that money for them has not been paid by you, even though you collected it from them, you're in a sack of trouble, aren't you?
You can't escape it. It's your liability until it's paid off. So forget about it. I mean, this is something that you must pay attention to. And again, it might be best if you just set up separate accounts so the money goes separately, mm-hmm. so it's segregated, so you're not tempted to use it. And if what happens?
What we had to do. That's exactly what we had to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when you face a cash crunch, the landlord wants to be paid, your vendors want to be paid, or they're not going to deliver the goods that you need to sell. It's very tempting to use that money to pay the other creditors rather than the government. But you better pay the IRS the trust fund money or else.
You know, one of the things that helped me when I started out, I'd been in business a long time, you know, working. I'd been a good employee for a lot of years before I started my own business. And one of the things that I have always been able to do is all the money, even when it was just me, even when I was the only person in the company, whenever I got in money, I never thought that money was mine. I never, ever looked at a bank account, looked at a bank balance, and thought that's how much money I have. I always thought that belongs to my company. I always thought of myself as an employee of my company, and that company, that money belongs to the company. It's not mine until the company pays me what I needed to pay me as an employee. If you can get that into your head, it'll help a lot. What do you think, Barb?
Well, I think that makes a lot of sense, because otherwise people look at their business as their personal kitty bank.
Right.
And that they just dip into
the money in the cash register.
Personal expenses. Exactly. And then they mix their business with their personal expenses. It can create a nightmare when it comes to completing your tax returns.
I don't know
where the money came from or what.
I've seen old school business owners walk by the till and just open the cash register up and take money out and put it in the pocket and walk off, you know. No accounting for it at all. Folks, you can't do that anymore. Those days are gone. Quick break. Right back with Barbara Weltman. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
I don't care where it goes. Gonna climb a mountain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.